This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed worldwide infections from the new coronavirus nears the 10 million mark. Right now, it's just beyond 9.3 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 nears 480,000. Nearly half of all COVID-19 cases globally can be found in the Americas, and the numbers continue to climb, the World Health Organization's regional director for the Americas said this Wednesday. As of June 23rd, there have been more than 4.5 million COVID-19 cases and 226,000 deaths reported in the Americas. That's what she said in a virtual briefing from Washington. With coronavirus cases surging across the southern and western parts of the United States, the hardest hit country, officials are once again imposing tough measures, from stay-at-home advice in the worst hit states to quarantine to protect recovering areas like New York. Several states in the south and west, including heavily populated Florida and Texas, are suffering what White House advisor and top scientist Anthony Fauci described as, quote, disturbing new surges in infections. He warns the next 2 weeks would be critical to addressing the surges. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the new coronavirus pandemic, surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with nearly 1.2 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including close to 54,000 deaths. Restaurants and pubs in England will be able to serve customers on pavements, terraces, and even in car parks under a relaxation of planning laws due to be put before Parliament Thursday. The government wants to restart the stalled hospitality sector July 4th. Britain is slowly reopening after more than 3 months of lockdown. This is VOA News. A Republican bill to rein in police misconduct failed in the U.S. Senate Wednesday, leaving congressional efforts to address racial inequities in American policing at an impasse. Democrats denouncing the measure are as irrevocably flawed, defeated a Republican push to move to final debate by a vote of 55 to 45. That's short of the 60 votes needed. The impasse has left the opposing political parties feuding over crafting new guidelines to address police brutality after weeks of protests led to a national reckoning on racial injustice and police accountability. Three white men arrested after another racially charged killing were formally indicted on murder charges by a grand jury Wednesday for killing black jogger Ahmaud Arbery. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Indicted are Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan Jr. There are nine counts.
Malice murder, four counts of felony murder, and four felonies.
The three are white. Greg McMichael said he saw Arbery, who was black, running in his neighborhood and suspected he was a burglar and chased after him. Joyette Holmes is the Cobb County District Attorney.
This is another positive step, another great step for finding justice for Ahmaud, for finding justice for this family and the community beyond.
Greg McMichael said Arbery attacked his son before being shot. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lawmakers in Gabon's lower house of parliament voted to decriminalize homosexuality, becoming one of the few countries in sub-Saharan Africa to reverse a law that punishes sexual relations between people of the same sex. The bill still needs the backing of the upper house, which is expected Thursday when the Senate votes on it. The government did not say why it decided to reverse the law. In the House vote late Tuesday, 48 members of parliament backed the proposed initiative by the government to revise an article of the 2019 law that criminalized homosexuality. Wednesday, the top shareholder for German airline Lufthansa said he would back a $10 billion government rescue package. This removes the threat of a last-minute veto that could have plunged the airline into bankruptcy. German billionaire Heinz Hermann Thiel told a German newspaper, quote, I will vote for the agreement. That's on the eve of an extraordinary general meeting where investors will decide the fate of the coronavirus-hit giant. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the world faces a shortage of oxygen concentrators. The WHO director general told a news conference, quote, demand is currently outstripping supply. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.